We Are Idaho features Idahoans from all walks of life telling their own stories in their own words. Lita Harris Neustetter is a performing artist and clinical social worker who's found ways to bring mental health work and the arts together. In addition to running a private practice, she spent 11 years teaching kids vocal lessons and acting at Metamorphosis Performing Arts Studio. Lita also sits on Boise State Public Radio's Community Advisory Board. Today, Lita shares how the performing arts have helped her and her students overcome fears, discover inner strength, and find emotional well-being.
I started to realize that the things that I was exploring to become a good performer and a good actor were a lot of times the same things I was talking with my clients about, just as far as empathy building and emotional insight and communication skills and, you know, how to deal with stress. I mean, there's so many commonalities that to me, those two worlds started to seem so similar that that's when I finally decided to open my own business where I could just merge those. And so that is what I do in my business, Metamorphosis Performing Arts Studio. My name is Lita Harris Neustetter. I am an arts educator, a musician, an actor, a licensed clinical social worker, and community organizer. I've lived in Boise most of my life. I moved here in 1980. And the two things that have always been happening in my life have been music and performing, and also a fascination with psychology. And those have been consistent throughout my life. Like, I started playing piano when I was 5. My interest and passions for the performing arts has always been consistent. And then meanwhile, even as young as like 12 or 13, my dream was to become a neuroscientist. And so there never was a question for me about studying the human mind and behavior and having a deeper understanding about how humans work. My graduate work was in clinical social work. While I was still being a full-time therapist, I started running the music theater camps for the YMCA. When I made the decision to leave being a full-time therapist and actually be kind of full-time within the creative field and doing therapy as more of a part-time position. So doing the different camps, doing like all of that was just a grand experiment. One of the beautiful things about owning my own business is that everything I do is super organic and just driven by the needs I see in the society and what inspires me. My role isn't just cut and dried as a voice teacher or an acting coach. We're also talking about life stuff. I feel very comfortable talking with my students about the influences of society and the ways that society can kind of encourage boys to be super brave and just try things, but it tells girls that they need to try to be perfect at things and they need to be selfless instead of focusing on their own needs and their own courage and their own excellence. Trainings that I've done that focus on breath and energy and focus significantly shifted just the way I show up in the world. And I know that that has changed me as a human. I teach my voice students for that reason, because I want them to tap into that inner strength. In my acting classes, I'll teach the kids how to meditate, and we'll talk about the importance of that and how it helps them become more responsive instead of reactive, and how it helps them be able to center and ground themselves. You know, if you are riddled with anxiety as a human, you're going to be riddled with anxiety as an artist. As we unravel that and figure out how to manage that in your voice lessons, you're also going to find yourself being better able to manage that in your life. I am really, really blessed by getting feedback from my students over the years. They'll tell me about how they see changes in their confidence when they get up in front of their class and have to do a public presentation, or when they have a difficult situation happening with their peer group and how they are more confident in speaking their mind. You as a human and you as an artist, whether it's music, whether it's writing, whether it's singing, you know, those are interconnected. You're all one person.
That was Lita Harris Neustetter, performing artist and clinical social worker in Boise. She is also a member of Boise State Public Radio's Community Advisory Board. To hear other voices featured on We Are Idaho, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.